Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
This is Beth Larson Greer, and today's date is May 17, 2018, and I am in Fort Gratiot, Michigan, and I'm here to interview my Aunt Sissy, whose full name is Ann Louise Dallahan Becker.
My name is Ann Louise Becker Dallahan. Date is May the 17th, 2018. The location is Fort Gratiot, Michigan. I'm being interviewed by my precious niece, Beth Greer.
And I refer to my aunt as Aunt Sissy. So further on from now, I will call her Aunt Sissy. And Aunt Sissy, tell me who your parents were.
My parents was Robert Wentworth Dallahan and Annie Catherine Dallahan.
And what was Annie Catherine's maiden name?
Her maiden name was Calloway.
And where was she born?
Arkansas.
Okay. Aunt Sissy, could you tell us where you were born?
I was born at 306 West Deming Street in Roswell, New Mexico.
And what was that date?
December the 10th, 1932.
And can you tell us the names of your brothers and sisters?
My oldest sister was Audrey. Then Gilbert was born. Clarence, then Paul, Mary, James, and then I was born. There was one little sister named Martha, Mary's twin Martha, that passed away as a baby.
Aunt Sissy, can you tell us about the kinds of work that your father did in Roswell, New Mexico?
My father was a carpenter, but he loved to go rock hunting. And on his days off, he would spend time out looking at the cliffs and different rocks. When I was born on December the 10th, my brother Paul wanted to go downtown where Santa Claus was by the tree at the courthouse, because back then they gave away everybody a box of candy, a little box, that came down the Christmas parade. So they didn't get to go because that was when I was born. And to this day, he reminded me, "Sissy, I didn't get my Santa Claus candy."
So we'd like to hear some more about when you were a child.
I had a wonderful childhood. I lived close to my grade school, Missouri Avenue School in Roswell, and I used to walk to school. I loved to roller skate up and down the sidewalk, and of course, skates were well used before I got them from all my sisters. I had to have a key to put them on my shoes. And I loved playing hopscotch. All the girls in the neighborhood would come and we'd all play hopscotch. And we'd jump rope. We jumped rope by the hour. One day my brother Jim stopped, said he could jump. And when you see a boy like that jump the rope, we all stopped and laughed because we thought he did such a silly job.
That's great, Aunt Sissy. And tell me that story about your grandmother.
My father's mother, the grandmother, was such a cantankerous older lady. She would come on the train to visit, and she would bring these huge bird cages with her birds in them, all covered up, bring them in, sit them on the kitchen table, and demand to my mother that she had to get these bird cages cleaned out because the birds had been traveling. Well, she hated anyone that smoked cigarettes. She would just have a fit if she saw anybody smoking. So when she was coming in on the train, my sisters were just chuckling away. My mother went to the train station to get her, came back, and walked in, and my sisters were all smiling, and my grandmother kept sniffing the air. And she says, Annie, I smell something good cooking. And she repeated it a couple of times. And my mother knew that this wasn't something cooking. My sisters had borrowed a cigarette from somewhere, put it on top of the piano behind a picture, and had it lit up there. So my grandmother thought something good was cooking. My mother just kept staring at those girls, hunting for where the something good cooking smell was coming from. We heard about it later.
And I believe her name was Martha Ford Dallahan, and she was born in Illinois, and her great-great-great-grandfather was Warner Ford, who fought in the Revolutionary War. Sissy, tell us that story about your brother Paul.
My father worked as a caretaker for the cemetery at Roswell, New Mexico in the early years, and all of my brothers and sisters would go out and play at the cemetery. And the children from town would come out. They would love to come out at the cemetery on Halloween night. So my brother Paul got behind a stone with a sheet, and he waited and waited for those Roswell City kids to come out. And here they came. And when they got close enough, he jumped up from behind the stone. I never, ever heard about how fast those kids ran to get back in their cars and go back to the city. Now, my brother, Paul, played football, and our mother only got to go to one game. We all talked her into it, and he was playing. So we went out to watch the game, and he lost. The game lost. And he dropped his helmet hard on the ground and didn't know my mother was watching. And he was usually a really good sport, but that day all the rest of the brothers and sisters laughed. And my sister Mary, who played in the Roswell Senior High School Band, always played at those football games. And after the game and after the whole marching band came trooping to our house so my mother and her mother could make them all dinner. She made them all a big pancake dinner, and we loved having them.
Now, Aunt Sissy, Roswell, New Mexico is known for being kind of famous for the fact that some people think that an alien spaceship landed there once, and we want to know what you think about that.
I was just a child, and my mother never told us anything so we would worry. So I never even heard about it until later years. And I asked my oldest sister, Audrey, who was going strong at that time, did she know anything about the aliens? And she told me, yes, that they went over to the ranch afterwards where the aliens were supposed to have landed. And she went into great detail that one of the movie people off of the television had called her and asked her about the aliens. And she went to the Roswell Daily Record, got some old newspaper articles, and sent them to this man. And she was telling him not to come to Roswell yet, to wait until the days when they were going to celebrate the aliens. So I asked her, I said, well, who was this nice, kind gentleman? And she said, Jerry Springer. I said, please don't call him, because I don't know that that would be such a good thing to be interviewed by. My sister, Pat, was exactly 10 years older than I was. And my brother, Clarence, he had polio as a child. The other boys all left and went into the service at World War II. But my brother Clarence couldn't go because he was crippled. He felt so very bad.
And now, Aunt Sissy, I would like you to tell me about your three children.
I will tell you where they were born. Peggy Louise was born in Roswell, New Mexico, at St. Mary's Catholic Hospital. And then, that's the same hospital John Denver was born in, so now she feels important. And we had to laugh about that. And the next one is my son, Buddy. His real name is Vernie James. He was named after his grandfather. But he didn't like his name during school, Vernie, so we called him Buddy. And next was Edward. He was born in Sarnia, Ontario, because we live right across the river from Canada within spitting distance. So he was born there and had dual citizenship, but he's always been an American.
Aunt Sissy, I want to thank you so much for doing this interview with me.
I loved doing it, and more than that, I love you, Beth Greer.
And so with that, we'll say goodbye. Thank you.